offside. Oh no, wait. It's a goal! Welcome to the VAR Show on Active FM.
Welcome.
What's up?
You are listening to the
VAR
Show! And welcome. You guys are listening to another exciting show of the VAR Show with your host who does the most, even when he's making toast. The name you can trust. Put him in water. Guess what?
What?
He won't rust. DJ Stones. And with me right here in the left corner is...
It's your boy DJ Sticks.
What?
Always on flick.
Yeah?
Doesn't pick.
Uh-huh.
Always ticks.
Uh-huh.
Click.
Yeah, you are listening to the VAR Show with DJ Sticks and Stones. We will not break your bone, but we will deliver an awesome show.
I like that.
I think I perfected it this week.
Nice.
So we have an exciting week. I know you're wondering, how can you have an exciting week when there's no football this week? But it's the VAR Show. We pull caps out of rabbits.
I get you.
So yes, we have an exciting show coming before you. We have some discussions you want to go through, some transfer topics you want to go through as well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're going to be dropping it like it's hot, you know?
Always dropping it like it's hot.
Yeah, yeah. So just before we go into the break.
Yeah.
Europa, UEFA is starting. You know,
yeah.
Very, very big competitions. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Sadly, I'm not watching United game tonight.
Why not?
We've already won. Yeah, it's 5-0 on aggregate.
So you don't see the need to watch.
I'll watch just to support.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I think I'm gonna play FM or something. yeah, you get me.
No, but I feel like you should watch, man.
No.
Just for the respect.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'm not watch to support.
Yeah, just give the team a chance. You know, just
but as for worried if we're going to lose or not, unless we find a way to bottle 5-0. If we find a way to bottle 5-0, I'm telling you now, I am porting over to Man City. I am taking the first train out of here to Man City. In fact, I'm leaving my geolocation.
You're leaving it?
Yes, I'm leaving South Africa.
Yeah.
Going onto a plane. Right?
Yes.
Flying over to England.
Even though we can't fly.
If I'm going to find a way.
You're going to find a
go
way
to the Etihad Stadium.
Yes.
Buy tickets to next year's games. All the tickets to next year's game.
The season ticket.
Yeah, the whole season pass.
Sure.
Buy a house right next to the Etihad. I don't know where I'm getting this money from. I'm buying a house to the Etihad. Right next door. Like, literally, like, you walk out and there you sing the Etihad.
Bam.
And I'm going to live there because I'm going to scream every morning, Manchester is blue. If we find a way to bottle this 5-0 lead.
No, but how? Look, that does sound nice.
And I'm sending the entire team. The team?
Yeah.
So the coach?
Yes.
The assistant coach?
Yes.
The physic coach?
Yes.
The board of directors?
All of them.
All the players besides Bruno Fernandes. Who else? The fans?
Yeah.
The referees?
The ball boys?
The ball boys? Freaking the competitors?
Yeah.
All of them are going to the gulag. Sending everyone.
The entire Manchester United.
Yeah, like as soon as you utter the word Man United, gulag straight.
Even the statues.
And you know, there's levels to the gulag, you know?
Yeah.
There's the last stage of the gulag whereby you don't even come out. And that's where I'm sending Sosa. At least other people can go out. Like, you know, if Pogba goes to Real Madrid, he's out of the gulag.
He's out of the gulag.
But then,
he escaped.
Ole Gunnar Sosa will always be, if they lose this 5-0, they bottle and lose 6-0. Straight gulag. Straight. Or they go 6-1. Straight gulag.
Still.
No, I don't have time for that, fam.
Even though there's no one.
And then another piece of exciting news is that finally the three teams that are going into the Premier League have been picked. So the two on automatic promotion. And last night, with a beautiful game, I actually watched the playoff finals and I really enjoyed it. So Leeds and West Brom made it on automatic promotion.
Hey, West Brom is back.
West Brom is back.
Hey.
And then yesterday, Brentford versus Fulham was a match and a half. It's been long since I've seen a match like that. You know, two teams who really wanted that one spot. You know, they versed each other twice in the league before.
Yeah.
Two of the league's top goal scorers were in that match. And guess who scored the two?
Who?
A defender. A
defender?
Yes, from a beautiful free kick. I think it was 38, if not 40 m's out from the goal box.
He scored the free kick.
He scored the free kick.
Wait, he shot.
He shot from there.
The defender.
Yes.
What?
And it went straight in. And a beautiful one too that he created in the second half of extra time.
What's happening with this defender? Who is this defender?
How can he name? Do this? It was Joe Burden. I forgot his name. But he was great. He was really, really great. It was an awesome, awesome match to watch. I'm not going to lie, man. I really, really, really... I was lost for words, man.
Yeah.
All the best for Fulham. You know, next season, they were relegated 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
1 season in the SkyBet Championships, and they're out the next season. I really feel sad for Brentford. This is their 7th attempt at trying to come out of the championship. Huh. All times losing in the promotional round.
They've never...
So they are now deemed the most unsuccessful
championship
side because they have not... 7 times in a row.
7 years.
At the playoffs.
What? That's a long time.
That's a long time. And you know what's crazier now?
Yeah.
Next season, we're going to have 6 teams in London.
6?
Yes.
That's a whole lot.
That's three different London derbies.
That's a whole lot of
London. That's a London derby almost every week.
Yeah, no, man.
Like even the finals of the SkyNet was a derby. Was a London side
derby.
What? Oh, it was crazy. But we're going to take a quick breather. And when we come back, we're going to be jumping straight into it.
And
hope you enjoy.
Yes. I love Active FM.
Christ music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Fire. Going up like a mansion.
Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
Every story has to end.
Because it's you, because
Welcome, welcome back. It's another exciting mm-hmm. show of the VAR show. Pew, 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 pew.
It's the best.
Okay, so we're going to jump straight into it.
It's cool.
Jadon Sancho. Moving to Man United has been put on hold.
Mm.
But it's also expected to be finished by the end of this month. If it's not done by the end of this month,
August,
then they're going to pause the whole deal.
Wow.
So what are your thoughts on that? So what they are wanting, they're wanting a specific fee, I think of 120 mil.
That being Dortmund.
Yes, Dortmund wanting like around 120 mil. Mm. And if they fail to meet an agreement by the end of this month,
yeah,
the whole deal is just being put on pause.
So he's staying.
Yeah, he's staying at Dortmund, or while another team is probably going to come and buy him.
Because
End of August, teams are starting to get ready for next season, because mid-September, seasons are continuing again.
Yeah.
So they don't want that whole thing to be in his mind of, okay, am I going, am I staying?
Yeah, the doubts.
Yes, and then it's now going to affect his games and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
As well as, at least they're not in UEFA, so it's not going to really affect them there.
Yeah,
but it's a good deal if they go through. You know, it's something that United will be needing. But overall, I feel like if the deal doesn't go through, it's not the end of the world. You know.
Yeah,
it gives us more money to just fix up the little few touches in the midfield and the defense area. You know, getting a third experienced midfielder in.
Yeah,
look, Matic is good. Bruno. Fantastic, Pogba, fantastic, but we struggle when we try to go to the attack now, because Matic is not an attacking player. Takes too long to turn.
Takes
too long to distribute. Very good defensively. McTominay, Fred still have a long way to go. They have a long way to learn and stuff. Yeah. So you know, if you get another player there like a Grealish or Madden from Leicester City, you know. It will be really great, because you know they can learn under him. You know they can become better. But now, that was just a side note, and going to the second side note before we hit our main topic, Kai Havertz's move to Chelsea.
Mm.
That is the last piece of their puzzle. So far, they have Christian. Their front lineup is already looking like fire.
It is.
You know, with Pulisic, Timo Werner.
Timo Werner,
Tommy Abraham.
Oh my word!
Hakim Ziyech.
Oh my word!
Now if they get Kai Havertz in there, it would be complete. Just, you know,
more
Because you can actually move them anywhere you want. You can move Timo Werner on the left, or on the center. You can move Ziyech on any side of the wing, or in a center attacking. Yeah. Kai Havertz can play center attacking, or he can play as a winger.
Pulisic,
you know, Pulisic can play. That's the period. Pulisic can play.
Yeah.
You know, Tommy Abraham still has a long way to learn. Learning very well. Awesome young talent.
That's cool, yeah.
And the attacking force will be great, you know. But again, I feel like if they don't make the Kai Havertz deal, not the end of the world.
Yeah.
They should be focusing on their defense.
They should.
Because they have horrible defense.
Word. God help.
They conceded more goals this year than last season. You need to understand, last season, right, Man United conceded about 56 goals.
Yeah.
This season, they conceded 32 goals.
32?
Yes.
That's a drop.
Chelsea, on the other hand,
conceded,
I think, twice the amount of goals this season than they had last season.
Mm.
So if they get Jan Oblak, if it comes down to choosing between Oblak and Kai Havertz, I'll go for Oblak, you know, because Kepa, long name.
Kepa needs to go.
He's staying in the gulag.
No, Kepa needs to go.
Caballero, he's good for backup, you know. He's good for your backup keeper. So if they should go for Jan Oblak and, you know, either sell Kepa, long name, then they should just wait out his contract then. You know, one of the two. But now let's jump straight into the topic of this week. You know, we're going to go through the worst signings this season. You know, the worst signings. Why are they the worst signings? Where do we start? There's so many places to start, man. So I'm going to take out one, like, just out of the bat. People are going to disagree, but I don't really feel like it's his fault.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start off with Kean Trinier. Kieran Trippier was bought for about 25 million from Celtics to Arsenal. The Scottish left back arrived at the Emirates with the fans believing that he was the missing link in their defense, you know, and having the ability to push up.
Yeah.
Besides that happening, he got injured in the beginning of his transfer, and he was out for majority of the season.
Yeah.
25 million, and he barely played. I think he played only in the after the whole lockdown. So because of the lockdown, he was able to actually come back and playing.
Yeah.
So with him, not gulag material. I'll start off like that. You're looking at the last few matches he played. He was brilliant.
FA Cup final as well.
FA Cup finals and the match against Man City.
Yeah.
He played very, very well, you know. The FA Cup semi-finals, yes, that's the match. He played very, very well. Now, jumping into a person who also shows potential for next season, just looking at how he ended the season.
Yeah.
But for the money they bought him and the matches that he had, it doesn't coincide.
Yeah.
That is Eden Hazard
from Chelsea to
Real Madrid for 150 million.
Oh, that's a lot.
So now, for us, the closest we've been to this, you know, is playing FIFA or playing a manager game. Because, you know, no matter how much we can talk, we've never been in that manager's position.
Yeah.
But 150 million on a player.
One player. A single player.
And they underperformed, overweighted, and underfit. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
No. You can't afford that. For that kind of money, your player can't under-deliver.
Yeah, in fact, you should be over-delivering.
Yeah.
My expectation is 30 goals. You should be scoring 40 goals for 150 more.
Exactly. Like, more than 40, yeah.
More than 40.
Per season.
All competitions. Per game.
Per game.
So, yeah, so, you know, he had a beast of a season 2018-2019 with Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Coming to the Galacticos, you know.
The Galacticos.
Los Blancos, you know.
Yeah.
Real Madrid, the best team in the world. I'm joking. And, you know, he came there and it was just a nightmare, you know.
Yeah.
13 games for them and just no confidence, no ball ability.
Yeah.
He, like I said, overweighted, man, you know. There was just a lot that was coming in. But, like I said, we're seeing potential for next season. Like, after the whole lockdown, coming back, he played very well, very, very well.
The connection,
some of them were
the
men of the match quality.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, so I'm hoping for the best.
Yes.
Yeah, so the next one is Matthias de Ligt, you know, moving from Ajax to Juventus for 67.5 million, you know.
Mm.
He was a young center back that the world thought he was going to, you know, just grab this opportunity by the horns and make the best out of it, you know. You thought that at Juventus he was going to be at the level of Chiellini and stuff, you know.
Ooh.
Look, man, he's still young, 18 and 19 this year.
Yeah. Still has time.
He still has time.
Mm.
I understand why he's a disappointing signing because when we're paying a lot for you, we're expecting a lot from you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
We're expecting that you can handle yourself in pressured positions, you know?
Yeah.
But with that said, his journey is still going on, you know?
Yeah.
Like with the two before journey. Him.
Yes.
After the lockdown, we started seeing a lot of potential coming out of him.
Mm.
There's still a long way to go. You know, we don't get happy. There's still a long way to go. And, yeah, I feel like if he just pushes more, you know, and he looks at the defenders that are there, because Bonucci and Chiellini are very, very talented.
Legends.
You know, especially someone like Chiellini, who has done wonders even on an international level with Italy.
Mm.
Yeah, so he needs to be watching them. You know, maybe next season they're going to be paying off from what they have done, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe next season his fruits are going to start finally shine. Hopefully it was just a thing of he had to, you know, get used to the whole gaming and stuff. Now we're going to the lower half, you know, the people who I think are borderline gulag or might already be in.
Borderline.
So the first one, Luka Jovic.
Yes.
Moving from Benfica to Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, yes.
I know people think Iron Frankfurt, but he wasn't an Iron Frankfurt player. He was on loan to Iron Frankfurt.
From
Benfica.
Yeah.
Yes, so he was a hot shot last season, you know, 2018-2019 season. He scored about, I think, if not 20 something goals, if not less. And this season, in just 17 games, he only scored one goal.
Oh.
52.4 million pounds. I mean, euros.
One goal.
One goal in 17 games.
17 games. What?
So the Serbian goes down as one of the biggest flops in this list right now, because I don't understand, man.
Ah, man. No, but why?
I don't know. I don't know if he's not adapting, you know. And after one season, it looks like he might be moving on to another team. It looks like they might sell him at the end, when the transfer windows open.
Ah, no, man.
It's going to be very interesting to see. Maybe they keep him. Maybe next season will be better. We don't know. Mm. But just looking from this season, he looked stale. He never looked comfortable in the position he was playing, even though it was the position he should be playing, you know?
It was his, he was a center forward.
Yeah, it was his preferred position, but he wasn't playing, you know? He wasn't playing as well as he should be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like more could have come out of him. You know, 52 million.
Yeah.
We're seeing what you're doing last season. We're seeing the fire you were bringing in the Bundesliga. You are in a team, you know, with more stars inside. You're a team with more talent inside.
Well, exactly, man. If Madrid buys you, then you know that, yeah, you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
You're doing something right.
Yeah.
So then when you get there, just carry on doing that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Maybe it was something mental. Maybe he never had the confidence.
Yeah, I think the pressure got to him as well.
So if he gets bought next season, hopefully the best win is with the new club is in. If he doesn't, he needs to fight twice as hard next season.
Step
now
up.
To take Benzema off that pedestal, you know, because Benzema just turned on this season.
Benzema
went on fire this season, like out of nowhere. Like the beginning of the season, I thought he was a suspect, you know. I'm like, who's paying you, Benzema? Is it Real Madrid or Barcelona? Because I don't understand what's going on. Then towards the end, like, literally, he just started.
I'm going to show you.
As soon as Djukovic played 17 games, this guy's like, no.
17 is way too much.
17, no goals. I can't let you replace me. You're not chosen. You're not worthy to replace me. So he's going to have to play double the hardness for him to be able to make it in for first team. Now, the next one is Moise Kean.
Moise
Kean, the person who Millie rocked in the Juventus kit, you know. The Millie rocker. Going in from Juventus to Everton for 36 million, one of the hottest prospects to come out of European football. After he burst into the scene with Juventus, you know, when Cristiano Ronaldo was injured, scoring in I think his first three games with his first three touches.
Scored.
And even with that whole racial thing that happened, and he really rocked on racist comments over there.
Yes.
Yes.
In their faces.
But, you know, coming to England, 20 games, 0 goals.
Wait, he hasn't scored this season?
He hasn't scored.
In the Premier League. Has he scored elsewhere?
So in his last 20 games, he has not scored a goal.
No, but I feel like Juve was playing him more, man.
Yeah.
Towards the time when he left, he was getting game time.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't like as much as he would have liked to, but he should have stayed.
He should have gone out on loan.
Yeah.
Then the pressure is less. The thing is, when you get bought, and especially as a young talent, they're expecting you. Like, you look like João Felix, you know.
Yeah, from Benfica to Atletico, yes.
You see how much pressure that amount of money is on him, because they expect a lot from you. You know, you have to make your bread's worth. You know, you can't just go for almost 220 mil. Or I think 160 mil, and then you're with nothing, you know. The pressure is on. So him, 36 mil, it's a lot of pressure still, you know.
Yeah, for
you're a very young talent, you know. You're not yet close to your 20s. I think he's only 17, 18, or 19. He's between the three. So it's still a lot, you know.
Mm.
And now we're going to end off with this guy. Now, him, I feel like he's also very borderline good. Like, I'll see how we feel after this discussion, right?
Mm.
Now, his name there is Joelinton.
The Newcastle striker.
The Newcastle striker. Going from Hoffenheim to Newcastle for 40 million.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Now, 40 million, experienced striker.
Mm.
And you know you're struggling when your fans claim that they would rather have a slice of bread in the front than you. So this was a record signing
for Newcastle,
you know.
Oh,
the fans already don't like the director.
Yeah.
He goes on and spends 14 million on a striker. And that striker scores one goal in 22 games. One goal in 22 games.
Record signing.
I feel like that's a problem there. Mm.
I feel like
problem.
This guy is more than borderline. I think he's... I feel like his top half is
in. In the gulag.
Yes. Half of him is already in.
Yep. So with the Saudi deal, you know, breaking through, so there's no more takeover for Newcastle.
Yeah.
Sorry, Newcastle fans. He has another season probably to redeem himself. We'll have to see next season. But one goal in 22 games isn't good enough.
But for a striker, it's not.
It's very bad.
For a defender, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You can escape.
Like I said yesterday, a defender scored 2 goals in 1 game.
So that's more than him.
That's more than him in 20.
What?
It took a defender 1 game to do what it took him 20 games to do.
Sure.
Yeah, so if Newcastle want to keep mid-table and not fight relegation, they should really look at things like that. You know, they have a good player in St. Maximum.
Yes,
very brilliant player. Yeah. You know, huge amount of potential. Hopefully they use it next season. Now, before we go into the break, just another piece of transfer news that I feel like we should share. William, right?
Yes.
Has refused to sign a contract extension with Chelsea.
Whew.
And now it looks like he's more likely to be signing with Arsenal.
Arsenal?
Arsenal.
What?
Ha!
Phew.
Now imagine, like, this is going to be... two things come out of here, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to take Nicolas... They're not going to bench Nicolas Pepe.
No, they won't. They can't. No.
They definitely not going to bench Aubameyang.
Mm. Yeah, no, definitely.
And currently, Aubameyang is even playing out of position.
Yeah.
Right?
Because of Lacazette.
Because of Lacazette.
Yeah.
So now, here's the question. Do you play Lacazette or William? Who would you prefer?
I prefer William. Yeah. Like now. As in now, like this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The past recent games, like I said, hasn't been
himself. Not consistent.
Nah, no.
Yeah.
No. I feel like Aubameyang is just overshadowing the guy, man.
Yeah.
I feel like he's losing confidence.
Aubameyang is doing a lot of the work.
Yeah.
Aubameyang, my brother, is doing all the work out there.
Man, you should have seen, even in the FA Cup final when they took him off. You could see that this guy, no.
He's not doing it.
He's struggling, yeah.
So imagine a front three of Aubameyang, right in the center.
Center.
Nicolas Pepe.
Yeah.
And William.
And William.
And if Nicolas Pepe, you know, he's starting to switch on. I started seeing, even in the FA Cup finals, that assist that he gave to Aubameyang, you know, the cut-ins, the dribble, the general intellect in his game, even in the semi-finals against City, you know, with the fake run, then passes it back to Trinier.
Exactly.
That's opening up space then for Aubameyang to do the run. Brilliant, brilliant piece of play. I was very, very excited to see that. So it shows that he has potential for next season. That's why he has not been put on this list, you know, because I really saw maybe goal wise he hasn't been showing his worth.
Yes, that's why.
But in different parts he has been showing his worth slowly and surely.
Yeah.
So next season, it will be really nice to see Coutinho playing as the attacking midfielder, and you have right next to him, you have Nicolas Pepe, William, and in front of him Aubameyang. That is an attacking force to be scared of. Premier League next season will be fire, you know.
Oh, my word.
It will be fire.
I cannot explain my excitement for next season.
It's a month from now. I hope you guys, you know, hold on to your pens. The predictions will be starting soon. Don't worry.
Soon.
We'll be predicting again.
Yeah.
Just a last prediction before we go in. Who's going to win Europa?
This season.
Yeah.
Pains me to say this. Man United.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Inter Milan.
No. Wait.
Or Wolves.
Wait. Inter Milan. No, but I feel like Man United has definitely stepped up. Before lockdown.
Yeah.
I would say Inter.
Yeah.
But now, Man United.
Okay.
Yeah, final Inter. The final is Inter versus Man United.
Yeah. But
Man United scrapes through and lifts.
With 3 goals.
Three goals to two.
With 3 goals to nil, we scrape through, you know, because that's what the scrape is to Man United.
Yeah.
They're lucky that it wasn't 8-0 or 9-0.
What? No.
Yes, okay, so UEFA, who do you think is going to win?
This season.
Yeah.
The final. Bayern versus Man City.
And they're going to destroy City. My brother.
No.
Danny, what? Dave,
no.
Davis. Davis is going to be running through the wing back.
No ways.
My man, Gnabry is going to be cooking in your guys' kitchen.
No ways. Not in
Lewandowski
kitchen.
Is going to be headering and shooting with both legs.
No ways.
Leroy Sané is going to dribble through y'all just to show you what he could have done against y'all. But y'all benched him.
Sané will regret. He's going to hang himself because he should have stayed longer. He's going to watch us lift the trophy.
I'll be shocked if you guys make it through Saturday.
Ah. Against Madrid. Oh, come on, man.
You look at the Madrid.
Madrid side
has been so strong, even our defender is scoring goals.
But you guys haven't played outside of Spain.
Our defender has 9 goals. Has more goals than that striker.
Who?
The one who has gone.
Oh, Jovic. Oh, Joe Linton.
Jovic, Joe Linton, and Moise Kean put together is not enough for Sergio Ramos.
Sure.
So you guys should be very, very careful. I'm just saying.
No, man. No, there's no way.
You know,
Etihad. Come on.
Yeah, even at the Etihad, there is no crowd for us to make you guys cry in front of. So we're going to go harder. We're going to go freaking harder. Our goal is 10.
No.
Nothing less.
No way.
Eden Hazard needs to score a hat-trick.
Let me tell you something. For all you fans out there, this is the prophecy, right? 3-1. Aguero 2, De Bruyne 1.
Wow. Okay, as we end, I'm just going to say, you know,
done.
Honestly, I think that it's going to be a very close game.
Hmm.
It's either it's going to be a draw and then you guys are going to make it on aggregate, or we're going to beat you guys by 1 on aggregate, you know. By just because you guys are 1 ahead of us, you know, and we're playing away. So if we draw, actually, it's us. If we draw on aggregate, it's us who makes it through. So all the best for Saturday. I'm going to have my fingers crossed. But we're going to take another breather. And when we come back, we'll tell you guys which social media platforms you guys can hear us on, you know, where you guys can communicate with us. Because we want to know your thoughts. Who was the worst signing of the season for you, you know?
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, you want you guys to be able to ask us. So take this quick breather. Get a notebook. Get a pen. And when we come back, we'll be telling you guys how to get hold of us.
This is Given Illustrative Masilela. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Active, active, active worship. Active, active, oh. Active, active, active worship. Active worship, you can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music via Active Worship on all platforms.
Welcome, welcome back to the
B-A-R
show! Okay, so we are back. And now we're going to quickly go through the social media platforms that you guys can catch us on. We're going to start off with Instagram, at ActiveFM777.
Yeah.
Or you guys can catch us on Facebook. Our page is /ActiveFM. You guys can catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM. Mm-hmm. You guys can catch us on our website, you know, our exciting website, www.activefm.co.za.
Yes.
Or you guys can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we're everywhere. On Iono, you know, look behind you. We're there. But you know, it's been a great one.
Yeah.
It's been an awesome one.
Really, really good show.
Any last words from you?
I just want to say that that prophecy is true.
Oh, wow. Yes, okay, y'all heard it first from him.
3-1.
Next week, Wednesday, we're going to be consoling him, you know. We're going to be patting him on his back and everything.
Patting him on my shoulder.
You know, we're going to hold him as he cries. But that is it from my side, DJ Stones.
Your boy, DJ Sticks.
It's DJ Sticks and Stones. We will not break your bones because we just delivered an awesome They Are show.
And be told.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.